Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4. I'm hoping it'll be part 3. It could be part 3 and a quarter. I don't know. No, I got enough time. So in Nehemiah, we've been talking about weapons that the devil uses to harm us, but also to let us use them to harm other people. That's not good. But we're all human, and we all mess up, but we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, or we're not supposed to be ignorant of the devil's weapons, because the Bible tells us. And if we're studying the Bible, then we know what the weapons are. But do we want to take heed to that? So we've covered weapons like derision, you know, laughter and mockery. And we've covered he uses discouragement in our lives and helps and sometimes, unfortunately, gets us to join in and discourage people. He uses danger. Sometimes he puts you in danger. Sometimes you get these doubts in your mind. That's all from the devil. You ever heard of whiners? There's just people that's got whiners. You know, every church that I've ever been in has got somebody that whines about everything. There's some people that do that. Bless their heart. That's a tool that's used. But I want to get to one that is really important, and then we got a few more. This one is really important. He uses discord in people's lives. But the only way that he can use discord, you see, Satan just can't stir discord. He's got to use an individual for discord. He may use you. If you let him.
Sorry, what's discord?
Stirring trouble. She's an idiot. She's not saved. She's running around acting foolish. That's discord. It's stirring it up. We don't. And we sure don't need him around. I mean, anybody with a name like Tadashi, for crying out loud. By the way, there's a lady named Tadashi Trucks. Very good blues guitarist. Anyhow, second person I've named. Discord is something the devil has to take you and put it in your head to stir discord, because what you want to do is you want to gather this one and him and gather with her and cut down these over here. You see, that's the way discord works. You know what God says about discord? He says, oh, let me read it. No, it's better when I read it. If you got your Bible, turn over to Proverbs real quick. Proverbs is always good. Proverbs chapter 6. That's going the wrong way. Proverbs chapter 6, because I want to read you something. Does God hate anybody? Well, we're going to correct that no. And I just read this the other day, and it's scary. Oh, God hates the sin. Is that it? Yeah, I agree with that. Let me show you something. Go to chapter 6, and let's start in verse 12 of Proverbs. He says, A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, and he speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Oh, but let me read on. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Now, these six things he hates, but seven's an abomination. Now, let's read the six things. A proud look. Oh, God hates a proud look. You know, the proud look. A lying tongue. I watched him slap his mom 10 minutes ago.
I'd get whooped.
That's a lie.
His mom wasn't here 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, his mom wasn't here 10 minutes ago. She is now. See, that's a lie. Oh, God hates a lying tongue. Oh, but wait a minute. Hands that shed innocent blood. I'm going to say that's probably abortion, people, along with other things. And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. Oh, let's trip Santino.
Yes.
A false witness that speaketh lies. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. We've changed from hating the sin to hating the individual doing the sin. Because it said a false witness. Oh, but notice this. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. Who's the brethren? All of us sisters and brothers in Christ. All of us. God does not just say he hates the sinfulness of what it is, but if we're doing that for just straight out, he said he hates the person, unless I read it wrong. And I don't think I do because I went over this and went over this and went over this, but that's okay. He still hates it. I don't want to be hated of God because I know some folk I've read about in the Bible that said God killed them. It's one thing for Elmo to kill me. You know, he get mad at me and kill me, but for God to kill you, that boy, you must have been bad. Do like this. Like this. Just do like this. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, you'd lay out nice, bro. That's terrible. Oh, but here, let's go here real quick. We may not get off of Discord. I don't know. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Because the Lord gave me this. This wasn't in my notes until just recently. I was studying today on my message tonight, and the Lord gave me this. He said, "Hey, you need to read this. Look at verse 1. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1 says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus that ye walk, that ye have received us, how ye ought to walk to please God. We ought to walk and please God. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But now notice what he says, for ye know, so ye would abound more and more. Abound. What are we abounding in? Spiritual. Your spiritual side. Yeah. When we walk and please God, guess what grows? Our spiritual side.
Amen.
The rest of me, it may grow too because we do a lot of eating. But the spiritual side of us, the more we're walking and pleasing God, the more spiritual we start getting. And he says, for this is the will of God, even your satisfaction, that ye should abstain from fornication. Well, I ain't got a problem there. I'd go over that. You got any fornicated in here? We could, don't raise your hand. We can deal with that. That everyone, verse 4, every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. You, young people, should know how to possess your vessel. What's your vessel?
Something.
You.
Oh.
It's your vessel. That's what gets you around, these legs, these arms, your mouth. All of this stuff gets you around. You ought to know how to possess your vessel to be honoring God.
Yes.
Jessica, come here. Okay. That ain't giving honor to God. What's giving honor to God is when Keith looks at his son Dash and says, "Dash, it's time to go." "Yes, sir."
"Yes, sir."
Instead of, "I don't want to go right now." That ain't honoring God. That's not taking good care of your vessel there, son. We're supposed to pay attention. All right, verse 5. "Not in the lust of conspicuance." Yeah. All right, where was that? Verse 5. "Even as the Gentiles, which know not God." But listen to this verse. This is an important verse. "That no man go beyond and defraud his" who?
"Brother."
Our sister. Mm-hmm. Those are the household of faith. But Larry made me mad. So did Jessica. "But I'm not to defraud her in any matter." Does it matter what they've done? We are not to defraud them. Does it matter what we think of them? We're not to defraud them. Because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also have forewarned you and testified. In other words, it ain't my business to defraud Elmo or Gene. It'd be easy, but... that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. If it's going on that way, what I should be doing is getting on my knees and praying for that person and praying for my heart that I'll have the right heart.
Amen.
Because sometimes that ain't easy to do, is it?
Amen.
You don't have to lie. You can say that's not easy to do. "Oh, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." We're not supposed to be filthy disobeyers. We're supposed to be holy. In other words, we're supposed to be pleasing God.
Yeah.
You're going to eat that pencil and she's going to eat your elbow. I mean, she's going to eat her own elbow in a minute. You see, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be holy. We're supposed to be different than the outside world.
Yeah.
If we're not different than the unsaved, why would they want to get saved?
Amen.
Verse 7, "For God hath not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth..." It's got the same meaning as disregard. It's got the same meaning as saying they're useless. That's pretty much what the meaning is. Let me read it this way. "He that rejects one of their brothers and sisters." If you reject her, you disregard her. That ain't good. Why is it not good? Because it says here, "Who hath also..." "He therefore that despiseth not the person," not the man. Despising. When you despise her in your mind, guess who you're despising?
Oh, God!
Uh-huh. Think about that. That's a scary thought. You don't have to raise your hand, but you ever despise somebody? We're not despising them. We're despising God.
Amen.
Because whose child are they?
God.
You spit in my son's face, you might as well have spit in my face.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way God sees us. We're his children. And if I mistreat his child, then really and truly I'm mistreating him.
Amen. Amen.
Mm. That's a scary thought. But God, who hath given unto us his Holy Spirit, that's who we rejected. But as touching brotherly love, he told the Thessalonians, he said, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. I shouldn't have to tell each of us, or you children, that we ought to love one another. Because it should be right here, because you're saved. You know you're going to heaven?
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You going to heaven?
Sorry.
Well, guess what? We're supposed to love one another.
Amen. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, here we go. I think you know. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase, there it is again, more and more in your spiritual life, we're to increase more and more. And oh, here we go. I love this verse here. And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. In other words, don't be meddlesomeness. Don't meddle in other people's business. Don't meddle in what the Lord tells this person to do. We're not to be meddling in that. Matter of fact, it says, mind your own business.
Yeah.
There's a song, I really like the song, Hank Jr. He said, if the wife and I's a fussing brother, that's all right, because me and that woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business?
We got a license.
Yeah. Mind your own business. That's what he tells us to do. As we commanded you. Paul told them, mind your own business. Quit worrying about him. And quit worrying about her and her. You don't worry about these. You worry about yourself. Because guess who's got to answer for her? She does. Guess who's got to answer for you? You do. That's truth. It's real simple. One of these days, you're going to have to answer for Dash, aren't you? No. You're going to answer for Kehlani, though. So see, we need to mind our own business. Oh, verse 12. Oh. That ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, that ye may have lack of nothing. If we are getting along in here, we're minding our own business in here, and we're uplifting our brothers and sisters in Christ in here, then when we go out there, they'll take note. And it says in verse 12 that we're going to lack nothing. In other words, the Lord's going to take care of us. You see, but sometimes it ain't easy, because we allow the devil to work in our lives and we get wrapped up in his discord. And that was what was going along over there in Nehemiah. They were getting wrapped up with that. But not only did they have that problem, they had a problem of diversion. You see, Sanballat and Tobiah and them, they said, we tried this and we tried that and we tried this and we tried that and it ain't working. Oh, I know what we'll do. I know what we'll do. We'll call a meeting. We'll call a meeting. He said, now it came to pass in verse 1 of chapter 6, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Do not go to Ono. Ono's not a good place to go. Because guess why? Compromise. You see, you're going to make a stand for the Lord one day. One of these days, you're going to have to make the decision, am I going to do this or am I going to do that? Am I going to disobey parents or am I going to obey my parents? You got to make a stand one direction or the other. But see, the world wants you to compromise. Satan wants us to compromise. Oh, it's okay if we do this or we do that. It's all right. It's okay to do that. Don't go to Ono, because you can get in big trouble down there. It's harmful there. You see, we don't want to get wrapped up in diversion. Defamation? I've had people tell other people, oh, that pastor down there at Wagon Wheel, he's a sorry dog. He's a liar. You know what you do with that? Same thing they did. They just kept working. Amen. Disheartening. The devil will get us disheartened in what we're doing. He will. You just get disheartened. You're like, oh, why am I doing this? Things ain't changing. The church ain't full. It's disheartening. Deception. The devil will use religious people and really good things to slow you down from the work of God.
Amen.
He will. I'll pick on somebody. He'll get you to, instead of being in church, to go on a cancer walk. He'll get you, instead of being in church, to go to a football game. He'll get me, instead of being where I ought to be, to, well, let's all the preachers meet down here in Vegas and let's talk about some things, instead of up here doing the work I'm supposed to be doing. When I first came here, Wagon Wheel was tied up with so much stuff in Las Vegas. And I'm like, the church ain't in Las Vegas. I'm running my legs off. I'm going to the radio station. I'm going to the hospitals. I'm going to this deal, and I'm going to that deal. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Wagon Wheel's in Henderson. It's where I'm supposed to be. This is the work I'm supposed to be doing. But it was for a good cause. But the Lord will take you, the devil will take you from here and put you over here for good cause, because this is where you're supposed to be, but you see, the devil don't want you there. He wants you here. Because we're doing good things. I'd witness to people at the football game. But somebody, you know, did you know that I can get free of charge on my behalf? Won't cost me a dime. You know where you go to the football game and you sit in the booth up there with all the rich folk?
Ooh.
I can get them anytime I want them. All I got to do is make a phone call.
Nice.
Well, guess when the game is?
Sunday.
You know why the devil opened that door up for me? Because I'm a Raiders fan. I mean, stone me later, but I am. But listen, I can't be laying out of church to go watch the Raiders game. Well, it's only one-time deal, Pastor. That's all right. Where am I supposed to be? That's true. He uses all of these things. He'll even send religious folk to talk to you. Remember something. The devil is an angel of light. It can look good. But if it ain't going to honor God, well, I better pray about it, see if it'll honor God. No. If it ain't going to honor God, don't do it. Because you see, he can come as an angel of light. All right. Now, how do we deal with it? This is really quick and painless. And it's 7 o'clock. How do we deal with these weapons? Because the devil's good at what he does. He's very powerful at what he does. The only way to deal with it, prayer. We must know the Word of God and be filled with the Holy Spirit. The closer we walk with God, the better off we are. The closer we walk with God, the harder it is for those weapons to penetrate. Now, here's a happy ending to the story. You see, they sent Artaxerxes to build this wall, and all of this came down on a constant basis from two guys, basically Sanballat and a guy named Tobiah. Gave him all kind of grief, just constantly, every time they saw, well, that ain't bothering them. Well, I know what, we'll do this. Well, that didn't bother them. Well, I know, I'll do this. But here's your happy ending. So the wall was finished, verse 15, in the 25th day of the month, Elu, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. You see, when what we're called to do, when what we're doing for the Lord, if we're doing it with the right heart, is of God, it will succeed. It will. And your enemies, when you guys take a stand and you say, you know what? I'm going to obey my parents. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to nag about it. I'm going to just do it. When we do that, do you know what that does for you? It strengthens you against your enemies. Because when we do not do what God says, no matter what it is, we open a door. See this door here? When that door is shut and we're doing what we're supposed to do for God, that door stays shut. The minute we disobey God, it goes like that, just a little crack. But now watch this. I could not open that door. But the minute I disobey God, it ain't nothing to it, is it? And guess who walks in? Mm-hmm. And he makes everything miserable. He makes our lives miserable. He makes our families miserable. You know, every time you disobey God, it affects all of your family. Everything you do wrong affects everybody in your family, and it affects everybody that's around you. And if God decided to kill you tonight, if he decided, you know what, I'm tired of Santino, I'm going to take him out. And I'm standing here talking to you, Santino, and the lightning hits you, guess who's dying with you? Me. It affects everybody. It really does. So what we need to do in our lives is do our best to never let the devil use us, especially to cause a problem with the Lord Jesus' bride.
Amen.
Because I'll just go ahead and tell you. You cause a problem with lovely Rosie,
yeah.
You're going to stir a pot on him that you didn't want to see. You mess with lovely Sandy, ain't good. Jeff is calm as Jeff is. If I walked back there and just slapped Kay, I'd say he'd hit me. If he didn't, I'll hit him too, because he should have. You see, the Lord protects his bride. We need to keep that in our memory at all times. It is very important for us to realize it ain't just church. It's the Lord's bride.
Amen.
And we need to get the seriousness of what the church is. It's not just a group of us coming over here and just going to church and get, you know, we try to get along. It's the Lord's bride.
Yes.
We need to remember that. We got to keep that in our minds. All right. I'm going to hush because I done went 5 minutes over.
That's all right.
Of course, they owe me that because Sunday morning I quit 10 minutes early.
Oh.
Anyways, let's stand.